Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As the scripture has taught us, every day we bless you. We bless you at all times. The sweet servant of Israel said several times a day, praise high the Lord. And Daniel, three times a day, open his window towards Jerusalem, even the land of captivity, worshiping the Jehovah God. Father, how much more under grace shall we do for him? Lord has given us all things. Father, we are pardoned to even do the things which could not be done under the law. Lord, he was our substitute, he became our substitute. Lord, we thank you very much and we glorify thy name, Lord. So we too, we bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. We thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for giving us your word, Lord. Always a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. That's why we will never walk in darkness. We have the light of life. We worship you, Father, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus. So, you know, pseudo scientists and philosophers, they have since advanced theories that events happen in this world by chance. That's what he said, and they are liars anyway. Satan put lies in their mouth. However, the knowledge that major events are spaced in definite circles of days has shaken the foundation that they lay that these things happen by chance. They look back in history and they see that events are shaped, in definite circles of days and so on like that, you know, shake their theory of things happening by chance. And for each event are known to be timed, as people have found out, if we bear it out as we see, then we are forced to conclude that there is a divine intelligence at work, controlling events that are occurring in this world. And if the length of those circles that people have discovered, they correspond to Bible numbers, then that divine intelligence behind shaping world history has to be identified with the God of the Bible. Fair enough? Yeah, it is fair. See? So shake their theory and something like that, you know, that things happen by chance. People look back in history, you know, and find that. We're talking about some of those circles this morning by the grace of God. Now, some of the things revealed to Daniel. Let's look into this one. Some of the things revealed to Daniel, the prophet, indicates the importance that numbers have in the plan of God. So, for example, it was revealed to him in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel 8, I will say, verse 13. That is what it was revealed to him, the vision of the little horn. I'm not going to that direction this morning, but I want to bring out that numbers are important in God's plan. So in Daniel 8:13, it says this: Then I heard one thing speaking, and another thing said unto that certain thing which spoke, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, Unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And the margin, of course, the margin, you know, in the Bible, the reference says this, wherein it says saints in that verse that I just read to you. The margin says in the original Hebrew, they call it parmoni. That's what it says in the original Hebrew, where it says the saints right there. And it means, they say, the number of secrets, or if you like, the wonderful number, and indicating to us the importance that numbers have in the plan of God. So this morning I've shared this one in different forums before, even lately. I want to just, by the grace of God, I mean just kind of elaborate on it this morning. So you might have seen it on another channel. I've shared at least in two forums already lately and so on like that, you know. So this morning, what major events timed by God's clock and they are marked by the number 666. That's the title. Yes, world major events are timed by God's clock, and they are marked by the number 666. So many events and circuits have occurred like that. That number that will have the greatest profound effect upon this world. You know, that number and something that, you know, will have the greatest effect. I affect the eternal destiny of billions and billions of people upon the earth, sad to say. It ought not to be so. When that the last ruler of the Gentile kingdom, called the Antichrist and so forth, shall come on the scene and so on, that, you know, the last war. In the seventh war, and then there will be a kind of a pseudo, he killed and so on, that, you know, like we say, and then a kind of a pseudo resurrection. Become the eighth, and the eighth is of the seven. The Bible tells us in Revelation 13 and so on, like that, you know. So when it comes, this number will profoundly, the number that affect the world population profoundly more than any other, and will mark the eternal destiny of billions of people. Very sad to say, but it's going to happen. So you say about the seventh kingdom, yes, we got from the from Egyptian empire to the Assyrian, number two, to the Babylon, number three, Middle Persian empire, number four, to the Grecian empire, number five, and Rome, number six. You see that number six, you know, mark Rome in the sixth one. Then the seventh one is the Antichrist system, you know. And then, when he arrives, it and so on, that day, kind of, Bible say, a deadly wound, Bible call it, a deadly wound happened to him. And then again, Bible say, it's the resurrection, I will call it. Everything about him is false, right? And try to mimic the resurrection of Christ, right? It's the Antichrist, right? Anyway, so, and the eighth and the eighth of the seven. So, seven, I mean, what kingdom and so on, that, you know. So, anyway, so we see. So let's begin to see. Now people look back in history. We will take an event in history. From that event, they found out that many, many things happened in number 666 from that event. We're going to pick a couple of events. World War I, we start from that one. What happened from World War I? When you count the first 6 days after World War I, what happened? You see? Can that be accident? I don't think so. So let's look at it. So we'll be discussing some circles of days that have been discovered in the history of the world. Well, let me say this. Our purpose in discussing them is not the use of speculating the future events. No, not going to speculate. We don't speculate. You know, people, I mean, prophecy is prophecy. I like to hear thoughts here, but I'm not going to speculate anything. You know, but we just look at what has happened in history. God does not visit things to satisfy mere human curiosity. He never does that. So, and there are many circles indeed, but we're going to pick the one that is, six is the number of man, made on the sixth day, and all those things are like that, you know. So this man will say at the end time, that six will have a profound effect upon the population of the world and so on like that, you know. So there are many circles, but the one we're going to talk about this morning is just what I can mark by the number 666. Now you will see you have to look backward to see what has happened. You've been working underneath, unrevealed, but one of these days, you pray the church is gone, you make manifest. So anyway, so let's see. We will pick a time in the history of the world, an event. From that event, we will see how events occur in 666 days, or multiples of 666 days from that event. So now, I call it the 666-day cycle. According to the scriptures, the number 666 is the number of a man. And being associated with the beast of Revelation 13 has a sinister significance. Revelation 13:18. Yeah, it's wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and its number is 666. Like I said, I've shared this in many forums. In fact, the day after I shared it in one forum, a brother sent to me a clip from the internet, 666 and something like that, you know, how a company and some people are getting the know, how the company are getting the you know, the chief or their hand to do everything and so on. But just the next day after I shared in one forum, you know. Anyway, just by the way. Now, so let's begin from World War One. We take an event in the world and see what happened from there. You know, how many cycles of 666 days happened. So beginning from World War One. So we call it the 6-6-day cycles of World War One. According to history, we all know it. Declaration of World War One occurred in the week of July 28th to August 4th of 1914. Even when I was young in school, there's a Yoruba song. They said, Nino Odun 1914 to 1918, Ogun Germany gbona girigiri. Georgia Karunde Osi Bori Bobo One. Georgia Kefa Odo Warre. Even when Yoruba song and some of that, the German song and some of that, you know, the World War One. Anyway, beginning from that date, when they declared World War One, many 6-6-day cycles occurred. In fact, there are four of them we talk about. You know, so cycle one. So, was the Battle of Jutland. That's in history. That occurred in May 31, 1916. That is the first 6 days for the declaration of World War One. Can that be an accident? So, exactly 6 days after the declaration of World War One was the Battle of Jutland. You know what is that? It's in history. What was that? The Battle of Jutland was the largest naval battle of World War One. It took place, like I said before, May 31 to June 1, 1916, which was exactly 6 days from the declaration of World War One. See? And what happened there? The British Grand Fleet collided with the German High Seas Fleet off the coast of Denmark. There, the German battle fleet was driven into its own base and was forced to remain there for the rest of World War One. So, can that be an accident? Well, maybe that's why we think it's not the God's clock. You know, God's clock ticking. You know, major events timed by God's clock. And the number of man, in a profound way, 66, marked them all. You can't even call all of them. Just a couple of them. So, World War One, from World War One, there are four cycles like that. I just show you one now. Cycle two, the Great German Offensive. In March 21 to 28, 1918, exactly the second 666 days from the declaration of World War I. Like I said, there are four of them since World War I was declared. So number two cycle is this. What happened? It marked the latest German offensive in World War I in a desperate attempt to win. See? The efforts failed anyway and resulted in losses so severe that German war machine began to crumble. That's number two, exactly second 666 days from declaring World War One. There are four of them that I'm talking about. Then cycle three, the third 666 days since declaration of World War One. What happened? The birth of the League of Nations occurred in January 10, 1920. So the League of Nations was born. You know what one was going on, right? They are looking for peace, right? So exactly the third 666 day after World War I was declared, in January 10, 1920, the League of Nations was born. On that very day, you see, the League of Nations was born. This year started Confederation, the proud boast of those who suppose that a man by himself could bring a millennium of peace was marked by the number 666. What will the Antichrist do? That's what he has to do when it comes, right? Even history begins, God begins to mark them. You see, you have to look backward, you know, before you see the dark age, like the base of the pyramid. You don't know what they mean. Until the day has ever passed, right? The last day in the pyramid is September 17, 2001, right? We don't know what they mean until the day has passed. So this event too. Who knows how many things are happening underneath now? You have to look backward to see what happened. But it is too late, you know, when this last event will occur. Now, so we see.
So we see that there. So, and the League of Nations was bad. The third 666 days after the declaration of World War I. Last cycle I want to talk about, fourth one. You know, beginning from the declaration of World War I. It's the disarmament confederation that happened in November 10 to 12 of 1922. That exactly was the fourth 666 days from the declaration of World War I. What happened in India? So the opening of the disarmament in a confederation in which the leading nations of the world solemnly pledged to themselves that to limit their armament. Subsequently, success events were an ironical commentary of the futility of that conference. What happened? Britain, America, they begin to scrap their ships. But Japan secretly built more, even though it was in that conference where they agreed that, you know, they should scrap their armaments and so on. So America, Britain began to scrap their war machinery and ship and so on. But Japan began to even build more secretly now, partially fulfilling the prophecy of Daniel. I say partial, it's a partial in 11:27 of Daniel. That they speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, the prophet said. For yet the end shall be at the time appointed. You see? So you see the lie to each other. That's a temporary, a partial, that's a greater fulfillment of that prophecy, really, you know. Anyway, now, so we got that now. So we take an event in history, World War I declaration, and we see 4, 6, 6, 6 statues. Can that be a coincidence? I don't think so. Nothing happened by chance. Events of the war, major war, are marked by God's clock, you see, and the number of man. Now, take another event in the history of the world, and then see what happened from there. We take the armistice. On November 11, 1918, World War I ended with the signing of the armistice. That's historical records, right? Oh, men thought surely nations would never again be so stupid and senseless as to enter another such conflict after World War I. Oh, they thought happy days were here, ahead. A new era in the history of the world, they thought, had dawned. Perhaps, they think, even the millennium will have come. Even here in the U.S., special visitations of divine blessing were experienced in various sections of the U.S. after the post-war days. Notwithstanding, the majority of the people were too busy now, accumulating money, building, homes and things like that, you know, buying and selling such things as these stocks and bonds soared to dizzy heights. Why men became rich by gambling on Wall Street and taking paper profits on margin happened right here in this nation. Oh, the world, millennium is here and something like that, you know. Bible says when they see peace and safety, sudden destruction shall come upon them, right? That's what the Bible says. Anyway, so from that event of the armistice, let's see what happened from there. Exactly six days for that armistice, what happened? The stock market crashed in October 29th of 1929. Exactly, look at that 42. 6 times 6, 6, 6, 4 days after they declared the armistice and so like that, you know. The stock market, so suddenly, out of the clear sky, with scarcely any warning at all, came the great crash on October 29th, a day forever known in history as the Black Tuesday. If you've ever heard that before, called the Black Tuesday. The bottom fell out of the stock market, so to say. Billions of dollars were lost. Don't forget they were celebrating here. Stock market goes skyrocketing and so on. That's when after World War I, all those kind of things were happening and so on. They forgot about God anyway. You see, out of nowhere. You see, and billions of dollars were lost in a day. Fortunes were swept away. And in some cases, even millionaires were left penniless. That year in history, in the nation of God. The nation braced itself against the stroke that happened to the economy and so on. Every effort was put forth to bring recovery, but to no avail. You know, the economy slid to what they call the Great Depression. You have all heard that before. You know, it was God's handwriting on the wall. The collapse of the economy and political systems of the world that had begun. Through it all, God was talking to America that the philosophy of materialism which had taken over the country was of a faulty foundation. And like the house built upon the sand in our Lord's parable, it must surely fall. For the great stock market crash had come exactly six days from the armistice, when the safeties and safety threat destruction come upon them. They didn't listen to God anymore. The war was over, and they didn't have a millennium, right? Man's peace won't stand. There will be no peace in this world, said the Lord, until the Prince of Peace comes, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, so we got at war. What happened again? From the amnesty, take exactly 8 times 666 days for the amnesty. What happened? They here in the U.S. they formed what they call the National Industrial Recovery Act. What was that? They call it NIRA, right? They call it National Recovery Act. What was it? After the stock market crash in October 29, 1929, things went from bad to worse in the U.S. And people clamored for a change, a political change, right? They were clamoring. Now we are in the election year again. And watch this now. At the Democratic Convention, Roosevelt received 666 votes on the nominating ballot in the November 1932 election. And so on that, you know. So, and of course, he became president and so on that, you know. It's not in history. Look at this. Exactly 8 times 666 days. That the analysis and so on. And the coming president received 666 votes to get the Democratic nomination and so on that, you know. So anyway, at the time of his inauguration, the wheels of industry and business had already stalled due to the Great Depression, right, and the crash of 1929, October 29, right. A bank holiday was proclaimed to even prevent people from withdrawing too much money in the bank. They closed the bank for a day, a bank holiday, thus saving the financial institution from a probable serious ruin. Anything can happen overnight, you know. Anything can happen overnight. So they close banks. You can't go and withdraw your money. They are afraid that people go and watch their money, there will be a ruin to the financial system. Then what happened? India. So if they have come up with what they call the New Deal, where simply put, this New Deal are a couple of laws passed by Congress and also by some executive order from President Roosevelt, you know, something like that, you know, during his first term, 1933 to 1937. And it's a couple of laws. Now, the profound implication of this law was that every manufacturing company in the U.S., had to receive a code, you know. And otherwise, you don't have code, that has code, but you are blackmailed as a company, you see? So that is a profound implication of it. So under its banner, every line of business receives its code. Cooperation of industry was not an optional thing, but mandatory. Any manufacturer who failed to line up was to be blackmailed, blacklisted, like I said. While there was no actual connection, the spirit of that law, we may say, had been pointed out to several all too closely with what is described in Revelation 13:16. What was it? And it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had a mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And significantly, it was marked with the number 666, for it was enacted law in June 13, 1933, just 8 times 666 days from the armistice. All coincidence, no? Ready to show it. Those who think that thing happened by chance, they have been shaken, they are actually shaken by historical event that God's clock marked the major events in this world. And to show that 666, that sinister number, we see the doom of billions. It's a sad thing, but we have to talk about it. God says so. You know, Bible says the Great Tribulation. The number, people can't even number there. You know, the Great Tribulation and something like that, you know. So we have to declare what God declared. We don't want anybody's blood to be upon our house. Ezekiel said, the Christian must talk. See, popular or unpopular, what does it really mean? Noah wasn't popular, was he? His day came anyway. It's a sad story. Compassion is in our heart. So anyway, so we see, let's see another one. So we got two of them now for the armistice. Yes, 10 times 666 days for the armistice. Like we are doing, we take an historical event. We need to measure to see how it has come out. 10 times 666 days for the armistice. What happened? There was a plan here in the US to change the Supreme Court, and it was marked by 666, exactly 10 times 666 days for the amnesty. What happened? At the beginning of the second term, President Roosevelt presented the nation with a plan to change the Supreme Court. The political machinery is working. It should work in the anti-crisis system. The economy, you want to look at the stock market crash. Business, right? Look at the political, so that, you know, it's a foreshadow of what will happen in the old wide world in not too long a future, you know. When to change the Supreme Court, what change does he want? Meaning Roosevelt, he proposed to have the elder, you know, there are 9 justices in the Supreme Court, right? You have been hearing of them lately, right? What's happening? 6 of them passed that former president have partial immunity. One paragraph of all the indictment they gave him and so on, they say he has a partial immunity. You see? I know they are political appointees, right? All the 9 Supreme Court judges are political appointees of the president. So 6 were appointed by the Republican Party, right? And only 3 were appointed by the Democrats. Anyway, so they now give him what they call a partial. I'm showing you the power of those courts and so on, the political and so on. All the machinery are working together, the economy, political and so on, just as you see in the Antichrist. So what happened? So anyway, so Roosevelt in this time wanted to retire all the 9 of them and to replace them with younger blood, he said, and so on, as you know. So anyway, and you know, so if they don't do this one, the president will be empowered to appoint additional number. If they don't do that, we appoint more Supreme Court judges to make it 15. No, because when they appoint these judges, they will dance to their agenda, right? That's what they do all the time, of them anyway. But look at this. Congress did not pass that bill at all, you know. But the net effect of the president's proposal, by the trend of destiny, was realized. What happened? Several of the justices died. Even that, you know, they all died. So you want to retire all of them and replace them with young blood, right? Congress failed to approve that. But look at what, divinely happened. And God clock ticking and something like that, you know. So one by one, those 3 begin to die, you know. And so the one who did not die, you know, so I think he retired of his own self, he resigned. So the vacancies were then filled by Roosevelt's appointees. He got his way, one way or the other. You know, the one who didn't die resigned. You know, so he now appointed, you know, the new Supreme Court justice. What did they do? The effect is this. Since then, the American court has steadily departed from the American tradition by that appointment that he made, right? Prayer and Bible reading have been forbidden in the schools, while the violent publication thrown out of the post office department to all kinds of evil things now replace Bible reading, the Bible and so on, I mean in the school and so on like that, you know. And the Revolutionary Bill was marked with the number 666 in that it was introduced on February 4 to 11 of 1937, exactly 10 times 666 days for the amnesty. See? Lately in Louisiana, thank God, you know, I think they said they want to now restore Bible reading to the schools, you know, in Louisiana, I mean, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Where they are fighting it now, but that's how that begins to be. So taking out of that, you know, of the schools back in that era of time, 10 times 666 days after the amnesty and so on, that, you know. So, major events in history marked by that number. Now, okay, it reminds us of what the Antichrist will do, right? In Daniel 7:25, things will change times and laws, right? And they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of time. That's your 42 months. If you like, 3.5 years if you want. It's a type of that. Future events casting their shadows before. Now, this is the most important number in the history of the world. That, I mean, like I said, 666 and so on, like that, you know, God has other numbers. But they're talking about the most profound one in this age, the end of the Gentile era. Now, let's go to another, let's do another one. 12 times 660 days from the amnesty, right? What happened? There was formed what is called the Rome-Berlin-Tokyo Axis back in September 2, 1940. You don't have to memorize the days, but to see the events, how that they occur. Historical, we are talking from historical records, right? That have been confirmed, you know, something like that, you know. So I purposely went back to 1932 to see the Democratic Convention, and it was right there, 666 votes for Roosevelt. It's right there. It's not that just talking. Anyway, so the Rome-Berlin-Tokyo Axis was formed in September 2, 1940, exactly 12 times 666 days for the amnesty. So what happened? These three totalitarian nations bound themselves into a bloc. To do what? To fight the United States of America. If the US should interfere, Japan was conquering the Orient. They don't want the US to be interfered. It's like Putin, you know, I haven't invaded Ukraine, right? And you don't want the US to be there, then you form a bloc against the US. That's what happened. Japan was conquering the Orient. They don't want these three nations, Rome, Berlin, Germany and Tokyo. They don't want the US to intervene because they know so that's why they formed this evil axis and so like that, you know. Anyway, so this formation of the axis led directly to American involvement in World War II anyway. So the date of the announcement of the formation was 9/27/1940, which was marked by the number 666, being the 12/66 days from the amnesty. You see? So how can all these coincidences and so forth? The profaneness of that sinister number at the end of the marking world events, right? Now if you come to the surface to close out the Gentile era, when it last ruled that the Antichrist will come on the scene. Now, so let's see here. And another event, what they called, you have heard of the D-Day. Not too long ago, the president went to Normandy in France, right, to mark the 88th anniversary, what they call the D-Day. In case you don't know what the D-Day is, I tell you. So the attack of Pearl Harbor in 1941 drew the USA to World War II. Now, what happened in World War II? France was occupied by the armies of Nazi Germany during World War II. It was determined that Hitler could not be defeated without a cross-channel invasion. By that we mean this. You know what they call the English Channel that connects France and Britain? So they think now Germans have occupied France and so on and that, you know. So the Allied army, they are made basically of a troops from United States, Canada, and UK, and some other nations. But these are the three major players and so on. They think that this man could not be defeated without crossing that channel and getting out of France. And so they did, you know, some other thing. In that invasion, you know, the amphibious assault, meaning land, air, and sea, you know, gathered together 150,000 Allied soldiers bombarded the beaches of Normandy. By the end of the day, it was June 6, 1944, exactly 14 times 6, 6 days in the armistice. And we were in France. That Seine River that we saw, that we traveled on, that we even took the boat to that Seine River, it's where, you know, they were there and so on, the Allied army and so on, that, you know, I think they ended this there. So in June 6th, first took place on June 5th, but bad weather prevented them, so that number 6 will come in. So it comes to June 6th, 1944, because weather, they postponed it from June 5th, no divine providence, right? So it was the 14th time 666 days for the armistice that the Allies, you know, deliver France from the hand of Nazi Germany and so on that, you know. Anyway, so that ended the 14 cycles of 66 days for the armistice. Anyway, now watch this now. Starting date, no, so now let's see. That day ended the 14 cycles of 66 days for the armistice. Starting date of the cycles was the armistice, right? And look, even the armistice itself, look at what happened. It was November 11, right? 1918. Which means the 11th month of the year, right? 1918. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, which was 11 months after General Allenby entered Jerusalem to liberate it, on the 11th day of 1917. Look at it, even the armistice, they look at those 666 that lined up, 11. What does it mean to us? It means the world entered the 11th hour. That's what it means. You know, they are called the 11th hour. You know, so what does it mean to Christianity too? We are the 11-hour workers. The Lord talk about in his parable and so on. And the midnight is not far off there. When you call the 11th hour, you are going to go to midnight, right? What happened at the midnight? They are ready to cry, behold, the bridegroom coming. What you are to meet him? Talking about the midnight hour of the age. You know, we are that hour right now. You see, they call the 11th hour in those, you know, declaration of the armistice and so on, that, you know. So anyway, so that is what it means to us. So anyway, it happened on the sixth year of the war. See, all marked by this 666 and so on, that, you know. So anyway, let's look at another one. So all this alone demonstrates that events are timed by God's clock. Nothing happened by chance. As philosophers, we tell us to make us to believe, or to the scientists. Now, let us leave the armistice alone. We took World War I, we see how many cycles occur. We took the armistice, look at the events, all of them marked by 666. Let's look at another event, another date, World War II, you know. So now, so let's see another, what's it, you know, we call it the 66-day cycles of World War II, right? Now, the death of the League of Nations occurred on April 18, 1946, and marked the beginning of a new series of 666 cycles. Let's see what happened. Cycle 1, or the first two cycles, December 3 to 10, 1949. What happened? I mentioned this thing many years ago here, but we are living closer and closer to the Antichrist. You know, we are going to finish up with that in a few minutes, you know, but we have to remind ourselves, this is an expanded version of what I was talking about here many, many years ago, and I just shared it about 2 or 3 weeks ago around some other forum, you know. And anyway, so what happened? China fought to the communists exactly 2 times 6 days after the death of the League of Nations. So we are taking the death of the League of Nations, right, which occurred in April 18, 1946, right? Things begin to happen from there, right? It's being born was marked by 666, right? So anyway, from the death of the League of Nations, there are other 666 events that's happening. So 2 times 6 days from the death of the League of Nations, China became communist. The first failure of the League of Nations was its inability to bring Japan to terms when it invaded Manchuria in September 1931. Anyway, this failure encouraged Mussolini in his adventure in Ethiopia. You have heard about before, you know, he prophesied went forth and so on, you know, that he will invade Ethiopia and all those kind of things. We know that in our prophetic lesson that have been taught over the years. And in turn, it caused Hitler to begin his gamble to take over Europe, right? So China, being the first to suffer due to the impotence of the League of Nations, fell to the communists 2 times 6 days after the death of the League of Nations. Are these coincidences? No. God's clock marked major events in history that see the divine hand of God at work. Prophecy marching on underneath, but God has given his children the eagle eye, amen, to see spiritual things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see a power that no vulture knows. The lion's web have not even carried it, right? So it's the eagle eye. The eagle sense, they will know this thing to get to the same choir. What? To get us ready. You know the time we are living in. That's the purpose, you know. Will I hide anything that I will do from Abraham? He was God's friend, right? The Bible said, if you keep my commandments, you are my friend. I won't hide anything from you. Show to his elect that the time is at hand. The coming of the Lord is at hand. Now let's see what happened again. Now, circle 3 to 4, meaning that 4 times 6 days from the death of the League of Nations, what happened? Korean War occurred, and North Korea fall to the communists, and so on, you know. Exactly 6 days from the demise of League of Nations. So the communists, meaning the Red China Army and so on, invaded South Korea on June 25, 1950. Then on July 27, 1953, exactly 4 times 6 days cycles after the death of the League of Nations, North Korea was lost to the communists and so on. And so we see, how can it be coincidence happening and so on like that, you know, to this day. Anyway, let's move on now. So, exactly 6 times 6 days, from that death of League of Nations, what happened? Common market agreement was signed in Europe by 6 nations. Look at all those secrets right here. So, circle 5 to 6, meaning March 18 to 25, 1957. So, 6 nations of Europe, I named them Belgium, France, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and West Germany, signed a treaty in Rome. See, it was signed in Rome. The 6 Gentile nations, right? Empire, right? You know, the 7 will be the Antichrist, right? So the 6 are all, look at all this, 6 nations. In Rome, the 6 Gentile empire, and something like that, you know, in Rome, creating what they call the European Economic Community, EEC, popularly known as the Common Market, you know. The purpose was to establish to abolish the trade barrier, like you have ECOWAS, right? That's just a minor thing, but this is a greater war, because we are at the end of the age, you know. Anyway, so their purpose was to abolish the trade barrier between them, all the citizens and so on, no? With the eventual goal of establishing of a common citizenship. Today they have a common citizenship, I don't know that they do. So the goal has been accomplished in a way, because in 2009, the European Union, EU, right, legally replaced the common market in 2009. That's historical, right? And your day and my day. So now they have the same passport, you can travel across Europe, So anyway, so that happened in 2009 when the EU replaced, the common market as they are called and so on, Today, all people who hold nationality in any of the 28, today, at least 28 of them today, in all the 28 EU member nations are also EU citizens, Now, the common market, or if you like, and its successor, is preparing the way for the Antichrist and its confederacy. Like we are saying, we're not just saying this thing just for nothing. It is prophetic significance, how the impact in the world, and the Christians should be alerted of the day we are living in. That's what I'm talking about then. Anyway, so they are preparing this EU, are preparing the way for the Antichrist and his confederacy. That the common market was created exactly by six nations, like I named them before, and in six times six days, from the demise of the League of Nations, are extremely significant. One can just brush them away like that. So anyway, so with that one alone. Now, another circle. So we end all the circle that begin from the death of the League of Nations, right? Let's look at another last one I want to talk about here is this. What happened in Pearl Harbor here in the US? Another event in the history, right? We take it and see what happened. How many six day cycles occur from that day? Some important set of cycles had their inception at the time of the infamous attack on Pearl Harbor. Certain date. December 7th to 14th of 1941, history. Pearl Harbor was attacked, right? America entered World War II. At that time. On the morning of December 7th, 1941, Japanese people and so on, over 100 Japanese planes struck a surprise blow at Pearl Harbor, practically putting the U.S. Navy out of commission at that time. We went there the other day, 2 years ago or so, we see those ships and so on, we see the damage, in Hawaii and so on that, Anyway, over 3,000 men were killed, making it America's worst military disaster in history to that time and so on that, So, the great the event prepared America to World War II, right? So anyway, that happened, that's the Pearl Harbor attack, right? An event in history. Then what happened from here? Exactly 2 times 6 days from that attack, atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki over Japan, ending World War II. Why? Exactly 2 times 6 days from the Pearl Harbor attack. Count it, the coincidence? No. So on August 6, 1945, just 2 times 6 days for the Pearl Harbor attack, the atomic bomb fell, like I said before, upon Hiroshima, killing or injuring over 100,000 persons, Well, that's significant in this task. Now people have been, the Lord told us, except the day is short and dry, there shall no flesh be saved. People have been thinking, what will happen to the world that is so devastated, the world that has no flesh is saved? That, eventful day, August 6, 1945, put an end to that suspicion or doubt and so on. Atomic warfare have been introduced to the world. Today they have the hydrogen bomb. And just lately you see how Russia is threatening, put its warhead in Cuba again, like in the 1960s, in the time of JFK Kennedy and so on, telling you the uneasiness in the world, telling you that Antichrist can manifest itself, only he that letteth is shieldless. Praise the Lord. Get ready, O elect of God, don't sleep now. Stay awake, keep watching and praying, as the Lord has said. So we see that here, you know, exactly 4 times in total, 6 days after the terrible attack and so on. Anyway, so let's see what happened from there. So in 4 times, six days after the terrible attack, what happened? They formed NATO. See? Exactly 4 times, six days after the terrible attack, NATO was formed in April 4, 1949. Now I'm going to stop in the circle that we can keep on going, but we are interested in one, that number that is spread doom to, eternal doom to most of the inhabitants of the earth, and to give it to the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we should watch and pray, that can't tell the word to escape all these things. There are many circles still there, some of them measured in years, you know, and something like that, you know, and many Bible numbers, like 1260, like 1290, 1335, we don't have time for that, but this sinister number that has marked every major event in the world is worth talking about, because the days are evil. So let me see what I got here again before we close here and so on. Now, it is not the divine purpose, that God's people should know the exact moment that every event should occur, nor speculate on the nature of future events. I keep on saying that. Rather, it is the duty of every Christian to be prepared for any contingency. Bible use such words as suddenly, and things like that, as a snare. Look at all those words of the Bible and so on. Suddenly, as a snare, and so on, like, as a thief in the night and so on. Look at those words that the Bible tells us and so on, telling us why we should be watching and praying and so on. Anyway, rather, it is the duty of every Christian to be prepared for any contingency. It is enough to know that God has his hand on the world. That is the main thing you are taking away from here. And nothing is happening by chance, like those who are telling us to do. And that beyond a shadow of a doubt, all major events are timed by the clock of God. All will come to pass at the appointed hour. Luke 21:33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, the Lord says, shall not pass away. The times and seasons are definitely fixed, and this knowledge should be sufficient to cause all who are wise to be in a state of instant readiness for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the reason we are talking about this. We don't have any interest in politics or anything like that. We are interested in the events the Lord talks about in the Bible. Let the great price will be lost if we don't watch. Luke 13:25. When was the master of the house is risen up and are shut to the door, and you begin to stand without? We don't want it to happen to us. And to knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." And he shall answer and say unto you, "I know you not when you are." Don't forget the ark. 20.
Well, which of the calculations
yeah, go ahead.
Comes to this our period of time?
We are looking at history, what has happened in history.
Uh-huh.
We are taking to show that God's clock marks major events in history. That is the purpose of this message. And that, don't forget,
well, how do you look at another way of looking at it and see if you can
reject
something?
Yeah, that will be another message we can look at today. Okay. Yeah, usually most of these things, you don't even see them. It's time, you don't see them until I've already passed, right? And the warning that, so if you are able to look to that, we look backwards and see how this thing are marked, but you don't even know until they have already passed, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we know in our day, we talk all the time what is happening in our day. And we can talk about recent events, that is another subject, another day, So let us see what history has taught us, And that the purpose is this, that major world events have been marked, by God's clock, and this member in particular and so on. We can always talk about recent events, what's happening in our day. That's another subject, just to cut it short, Yes.
Okay.
And then we praise the Lord Jesus. So we are told in Revelation 13:18, as I finished this morning, 13:18 of Revelation, that the number of the beast is 666, right? We are all familiar with that. Where some say the number of the Pope is 666. And one of the reasons I've been talking about this thing, and that is this. About 2 or 3 weeks ago on the internet, it goes viral. Showing the Pope at the number 666 and so on. Many are saying the Pope is the Antichrist and so on and that, you know. Well, I don't know who the Antichrist is. You know, speculation is... Anyway, so this one we know. When the Antichrist is revealed, the number of his name will be found that it will be 666 according to the scripture. He is not yet revealed, and there is possibility of embarrassing mistakes in trying to identify the beast in this way. Oh, the Pope and so on. Oh, it's King of England. All these kind of things, you know. You know. So it's not yet revealed, according to the scriptures. And so I'm saying that there can be embarrassing mistakes that happen in the history and so on and that, in trying to identify the beast in this way, where we are to watch and pray. However, it is true that the number 666 is found to be associated in various ways with systems that are evil. For example, the 6 numbers of the Roman numeral all add to 666. If we combine all the 6 Roman numerals together and add them together, so it comes to, here it comes to Rome again. All these numerals, I don't have to 666, right? Many evil systems are marked with this number and so on. Not only that, as to the Pope, I falling short of calling him the Antichrist, yeah, is associated one way or the other with the 666 number and so on. According to the, according to his title, Vicarius Filii Dei, in Roman numeral, up to 666. That's how I will stop. I will stop short of calling the Antichrist. You know, he is adult. So anyway, man's number is 6 too. It attempts to end war and make men free in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We surely fail, as he did in the past. The Antichrist will rise and bring Europe under his knee. In a way that will quite overshadow Adolf Hitler and other tyrants of the past when he arises. You know what he's going to do? Overshadow Julius Caesar, Adolf Hitler, and all the tyrants of old. All this about the number 666 is interesting and perhaps has significance. The real Antichrist, however, is yet to come. When he appears, his number will be readily recognized by those who have the wisdom of God. Bible says, he that has wisdom, let him count the number of the beast. That's what the Bible says in Revelation 13, I believe 16 to 18. Anyway, so those who have wisdom and so on, when you believe the church will be gone and so on, that, you know. And it may be well that the man who will bear that number is on the heart now, although not yet revealed. Yeah, that's right. Maybe. Well, that the one who will bear that number is on the earth right now, although not yet revealed. That's how far I will go as to say that. We are in a time of spiritual declension. We all know that. That's why we are finding this warning. Everywhere, materialism and apostasy are growing. Look across the globe, even Christendom and so on. Even among many of God's chosen vessels, the desire for material advantage and worldly reputation is gaining ascendancy. The spirit of compromise is everywhere prevailing, even among God's chosen people. Be careful. But I will say this though, despite all these things, the Lord will bless his faithful children, even as he did the church in the wilderness. What did he do for them? Psalms 105:37. Despite the corruption and so that is going on even among God's people, God will bless the faithful God, like the church in the wilderness. Psalms 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. The same Lord Jesus, in verse 43 of the same Psalm 105. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness. Well, nobody can say that Old Testament scripture, you know, I like the Bible. The Bible says all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are yea and they are amen to the glory of God. Talking about the chosen, right? I can even expand that. John 15:19. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you. You are the chosen of the Lord, amen? So that scripture in Psalm 105 applies to the children of God of today, not only to Israel in the wilderness and so on and that, you know. Therefore, what is happening, God will bless his children. I'm trying to bring out here because he chose us. He said, I chose you out of the world. Therefore, the world hated you. Last scripture here, you know, 2 Thessalonians, that he chose you and I, and that's going to bring us forth with joy as he gets ready for the rapture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation. You see that choosing idea? Through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. So, conclusion, the church needs a fresh realization of the extreme imminency of the bridegroom's return. May we know the time of our salvation or visitation and be prepared. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name, Lord. We are not of the darkness that the day should come upon us, but aware. We thank you for the word of God. We don't have to go on speculation. God, make it clear upon the table what we are to expect. Father, we just want to thank you. We worship you. We pray for the opening of understanding, our eyes of understanding, the Bible says being enlightened. Now the epistle tell us in these last days, pray for all of your people across, you know, across the world in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us still sleep in the night, but we are of the day, and by the grace of God, that they will not come upon us unaware. So we thank you, Father, we bless you and we worship you now. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Help us to put all we can, Lord, to the harvest work, Lord. Lord, the 11th hour workers, the Bible says, and they promise us great reward too. No need to be discouraged. Thank God for all the mighty revivals of the past. It is the same Holy Ghost who will do the last revival. Paul, Bible says, Acts 19, Paul didn't work miracles. God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. And even apron and handkerchief from his body went to the sick and they were healed. And demons were cast out in Acts chapter 3 verse 16. While they were wondering of the cripple that was born crippled. And people were wondering. Apostle Peter said, why look here? Why do you think, as if by our power, our holiness, we have made this man to walk? Be it known unto you that his name, Jesus Christ our Lord, through faith in his name, was this man made whole. Oh, gracious Father, let our attention be drawn to that name, the weapon of our warfare, not carnal. The way to overcome, oh Lord God, he has overcome for us, we just appropriate them. So we thank you this morning, Father, and we worship you as we go and even meditate upon these things, Lord. Let there be, you know, the further enlightenment in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We worship and we praise your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.